Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball team tips off their season tomorrow night. We'll have it for you here on WGIL. They'll take on the Metamora Redbirds. I'll be there along with Eric Gibson, 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock scheduled tip here on WGIL. And, getting underway, a brand new season, but same old coach. Silver Streaks head coach Evan Massey joining us here this morning. Coach, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
42nd year you're starting?
I think so. I think, yes.
If you get to, a certain point, you're like, why bother keeping track, right?
Yeah, like age, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, you had Meet the Streaks last Thursday evening. Fans got a chance to see this year's edition. And, kind of an interesting squad. This will be one of the younger teams you've had in a long, long time. Or I said younger and least experienced.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. That, sometimes as a coach anymore, where you do the 25 contact days in the summer, that you kind of forget. You see them play a lot during the summer, and you feel like you've got some experience that way. But you forget that as far as game experience, that we really don't have a lot of players that have played a lot of minutes.
Talk about, you mentioned the summer, and I know you've got your girls put in a lot of work. I mean, you have to put in the off-season work because your opponent's doing it, and they play a lot of games and do a lot of work during the summer. Kind of talk about some of the things you did over the summer. I know you also get some team bonding time over the summer as well.
Right. You hope that it's a combination of their learning some basketball skills. We're able to put some team things in, but also hopefully it's fun for them, that it's a little less pressure. They don't have to, after a game, it's not in the newspaper, so you're just playing more for the process with it. But, with the advent where the IHSA went to the 25 contact days, really I think in some ways that's maybe hurt us a little bit, because I think other programs now recognize it's kind of like that's a standard. They're supposed to do that, where before a lot of programs maybe weren't doing things. But we went to Purdue this summer. We went up north, to Oregon, Illinois, and played up there. We went real far south. We went down to Breeze and played some games there. So we try to give them a variety of experiences. And what we try to do, maybe that's a little different than some other places, is we try to get a fair amount of games for our freshmen and sophomore teams also. And then we have our own league here where I think by the time the summer was over, we have 70 or 80 teams that eventually come here.
It's interesting, and somebody might go, well, why do you go here and there and play all these games? Well, you see a different kind of style of basketball. Southern Illinois, Northern Illinois, suburban. When you went over to Purdue, I'm sure you're seeing some Indiana teams among others. And different styles. Yeah, you kind of know in the Western Big Six what you're going to get, but non-conference and sometimes. And if, hopefully, the goal is to get down to the state tournament, hopefully you've seen that style of basketball somewhere along the way.
Right. And, just the experience of going different places is positive for the kids. But also, I think, part of in doing it is that if you stay in this area and you're just playing the same schools, that sometimes that's not healthy in the summer. Like, for example, we don't play any conference schools in the summer, that you just soon play different people, and where then your focus is on Galesburg. It's not necessarily on who you're playing.
Yeah, I guess that can make it a little bit harder in the respect that you know an opponent so well because you just see them over and over in the summer, and is it doing you any good as getting better as a team?
Mm-hmm. Right, and I think then the outcomes becomes a little bit more important than it needs to be in the summer.
Let's talk. You mentioned the conference, Western Big Six Conference. It'll be a little bit different look there with one young lady finally graduated. Seemed like she was there forever. And Bree Beal, who's gone from Rock Island. She's at South Carolina now. Doesn't mean that they're not going to be a really good team still and have some really good athletes. Kind of talk about the conference now. And, of course, we've now got Sterling and Geneseo in the mix. Well, in fact, first conference game, we'll see Geneseo up there a week from tomorrow night. Talk about what that has added, or what's made the conference different with those two teams coming in.
Okay. Well, I think, where you started out of talking with Beal gone, I think with Rock Island, I think they would still be considered probably the favorite in the conference. simply from the standpoint of how many games in a row they've won in the conference, and that they've had, I think it's 8 championships in a row. So they're not going to just go away. They were good before Beal got there, and they'll continue to be good. I think probably, you know, there's in preseason they would definitely – Geneseo would be considered probably a team to challenge them, that they had very good record last year, and they returned most of their key players. So they'll be probably – we'll open up with them in the conference, and they'll probably be one of the more experienced teams that we'll face right off the bat with it. And then Sterling that's just coming in, although the kids – many of the players in basketball are probably considering themselves to be volleyball players. They're just, you know, great athletes. And, you know, they didn't win volleyball by not being athletic. So they've got some girls that have size and are very athletic. And so they'll be challenging in there. And I think Moline has a lot of returning depth. So it kind of changes of, you know, with the conference before when you only have 6 teams. You start to talk about this team and this team, and the next thing you know, it's like, well, you said everybody's challenging for the conference title and stuff. So I'm sure there'll be some surprises. Quincy has a new coach that Alleman and UT return, you know, some of their roster. It'll be good. So it'll, you know, it'll be a challenge throughout it. But, you know, one of the things that'll be different is before we always had the Tuesday conference game right before Thanksgiving, and then it was Thursday the rest of the way through. Now we'll have some Saturday conference games in order to get enough of them in.
Yeah, that's interesting, that change in the schedule. You know, one of the things that's always consistent with your schedule, you're always playing good teams. You're always challenging your teams, no matter what your outlook is for your team. And this year is no different. Another really good setup for the Galesburg Thanksgiving shootout. Of course, Metamora tomorrow night. You've got you'll see Freeport on Saturday. You'll see Springfield High again. You've got Washington, Danville, Schlarman, Sacred Heart, Griffin, you know, a lot of really good teams that coming for this tournament. Of course, the holiday tournament, Mattoon again, part of that, the early part of that setup. That's always a good thing for the girls to get away and, again, see some different teams. And you've had some really great success at that tournament. I think that's a tournament that's given your girls confidence each year.
Right. The last couple of years we've struggled a little bit in it. But, yeah, and then the Thanksgiving when they went from saying you could play 16 games and 3 tournaments to where it's just now 31 games, changed a little bit. So what we've got is that we've got teams like Alton that just want to play 2 games. I forget if Schlarman's playing maybe 3 games. So it's really not – we're not even bothering with a tournament format. It's just we'll schedule the games. But there's going to be Springfield's Sacred Heart and Danville Schlarman – you know, are both teams that were in their Final Fours a year ago and returned significant parts of their roster. So hopefully some good games for people to see. And another change in our schedule that we put it in last year, we kind of broke up the King tournament. We were having so much trouble getting teams that they were leaving each year, and it was just too much work as far as hunting people down, and then they'd leave. And so we have just an invitational, and last year it was right after Christmas. This year we'll have it right before Christmas. It'll be ourselves, I get off the head, Pekin and
Bloomington.
Yep, and Burlington. A little different that way. So a one-day thing with 2 games, and then the last tournament that we'd be in is with Morton, Peoria Central, and Lincoln. And that this year, I believe the host for the multiple days is Morton with it. And then next year, I think it goes to Central, and then the following year to ourselves. So with it. But, you know, with the advent of the conference going to 8, that actually, as far as you get away from the tournaments, I think we just have 2 non-conference games. So if we've got Canton in our shootout and I can't even Limestone. And I think that's about it. So for scheduling, it's a lot less work, but also a lot less freedom. The opportunities to go up and play a Maine South and those schools, it's much harder to do.
Galesburg High School head basketball coach Evan Massey, starting his 42nd year coaching the girls. And, you know, we talked about the competition that you've never, ever in your career shied away from that. You mentioned Schlarman. They got a lot of really good players coming back. We talked about Bree Beal from Rock Island. Now she's at South Carolina. The young lady from Schlarman who's at Notre Dame now and actually playing really well, is getting some significant time as a freshman there. I mean, your girls get, that's also fun for the girls. I mean, it's hard to see somebody like Bree Beal for twice a year for 4 years, but it's also fun for the girls that have gotten to play against some of these. And hey, let's see where we're at. And it's, you know, to see these other girls go on and what they've done, even if it's somebody that's not necessarily going to go on and play any more basketball, that's something that they probably will remember the rest of their lives.
Yeah, I think some of the girls I know, like situations where they were matched up guarding Beal and stuff, that those are pictures that they like as far as keeping and see where her career goes.
I don't think anybody's ever said that about me. Boy, I remember playing against you, and what a fun thing that was. I've never gotten that. I don't know. I don't understand.
They just remember the 50 points they had that night.
There you go. That was it. Streets head coach Evan Massey joining us here this morning. Season tips off tomorrow night against the Metamora Redbirds. And I know we'll talk more specifically about Metamora tomorrow night. Then coming up on Saturday, you'll have two games. You'll see Freeport in the morning Saturday, Springfield at night. And again, well, Springfield, again, that's been a program that's been really, really good over the years that's been coming up here and produced some really good players. And then Alton a week from Saturday, Pontiac as well. But in between, we mentioned that conference game with Geneseo coming up a week from tomorrow night. You'll be on the road up there. So, again, a little bit different look to the schedule, as you said, only a couple of the non-conference games that are outside the tournament. Is there something in particular coming into this year that you're really looking forward to, or just well, the competition again starting over?
Yeah,
again?
I think the group we've got right now have anxious to see how much they grow, because I think what I anticipate is no matter how you approach practice, a group that doesn't have experience, sometimes they don't understand varsity competition, how tough it may be in situations until they do it. And then they, you know, the reaction to it. And what I would anticipate with us is I think there's, in practice, there's things that we have shown that we can do really well. And then some things where we have lapses. And I think the key for us early on is going to be if the other team is doing something that really reveals a hole, is do we as a group, do we have the ability within a game to kind of repair ourselves, adjust, and be able to attack or be able to defend, you know, things that somebody's been able to do that maybe we're not prepared for. Because with an inexperienced team, that's what can happen. You can look like you're just going great guns, and then all of a sudden the other team does something and it reveals a weakness. And hopefully those are things that we have the ability to kind of adapt within games.
You know, one of the signs that the differences in good programs like yours and some others is those little things that the girls do, and especially when you see it at the varsity level and even at some lower levels, that, you know, the girls realize, like, you know, you're hustling all the time, going after the loose ball. You can't stand there and think about it. And I know you've got some girls that you have that coming up that you know, they're diving on the floor after loose balls and things like that. And that's, you need those kind of players.
Right. I think this group has been very good in terms of there's been, in whatever number of practices we've had, very, very few situations where you have to stop and have them refocus and talk about playing hard, and that most of it's coaching technique with them. And, you know, a big push we had over the summer was that in the off season of not just of starting in the spring and then the summer and the fall, was of just saying you have to be willing to invest in your game, of that anymore. The kids will go to camp, they'll play in summer leagues and do those things, but you've got to invest your time. You've got to invest of going out to the Y or going into your driveway or doing those things. And so we've had, I've been happy of, you know, we haven't had, you know, all 15 kids that are on the varsity do that. But we've had a core of maybe five or six kids that have had a basketball in their hand and they've gotten better.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey joining us here this morning. The season opener tomorrow night against Metamora. 7 o'clock tip. We'll have the pregame 6:40 here on WGIL. You know, I was trying to think back at least the years that I've covered you. This seems a little bit different in that you've got one returning starter, and although you have a couple of other girls, maybe, you know, three or four that had gotten some playing time, I wouldn't necessarily call it significant. Is this a little bit different in that regard throughout your career? Or have you had other years like this where you haven't had nearly as much experience, game experience?
I think this is probably, in terms of experience, is probably one of our more inexperienced teams that way. And now kind of coming in, we've got really, though, a good mix of, we've got three seniors, and then we've got, some talented juniors and some sophomores. So we're hoping, you know, that we're definitely not going to be championship caliber right to start with, but we're hoping that, you know, it'll be a group that'll develop and a group that'll grow.
And I guess one of the keys for a young team like this is getting some confidence, maybe getting some wins early on.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think that helps. Yeah.
All right. Well, Streaks head coach Evan Massey, we'll get to talk to you again prior to the game tomorrow night. Thanks so much for coming. Anything else we need to know about this year's version of the Silver Streaks?
No, I don't think so. I think you hit it of where what we hope we would be is what you described of that team that's going to be going for the loose balls and play hard. That's, I think, for us to be successful, we'll have to be able to be a team that plays harder than the people that we play.
Get out and support the Galesburg Silver Streaks. They open the season tomorrow night against Metamora. You'll have that's the great thing about the beginning of the season. There's a whole bunch of games that you get to see if you love basketball, especially high school basketball. It's a fun time of the year getting underway tomorrow night. Coach, always appreciate your time. We'll chat with you tomorrow night.
Thanks for having me in.